On a sunny day in downtown Torrington, local businesses are getting ready for the solar eclipse. The H&R Block is one of them. Accountants there are selling original eclipse-themed t-shirts. There's a table outside with the black and white shirts hung up behind it in all sizes.
So what was the inspiration to make these shirts and sell them here?
Bills.
That's Sally Cole, a tax professional at the bank. She says she initially didn't plan on doing anything special for the eclipse.
And then we started hearing about all the activities and the people that are coming in. So thought we might as well try it.
The t-shirts show the eclipse with the words, "Where were you when the lights went out?" under it. Cole says they've been selling like hotcakes. H&R Blocks is one of the many businesses in town doing something special to benefit from all this attention. The solar event crosses the U.S. from Oregon to South Carolina and will be passing directly over Goshen County. Ashley Harpstree is the CEO of the county's Economic Development Corporation. She says it's a unique opportunity for the town's economy, and it's coming at a good time. There's a statewide economic downturn, plus the local sugar beet factory is set to be closing soon. The factory has historically been considered the backbone of Torrington's economy. Harpstree is confident people will find other jobs, but the town's going through a transition.
I'm really excited for these little stores to have a big boost of people coming in to buy their products and, you know, maybe making a lasting impression where they keep coming back to buy their products.
She says there could also be longer-term economic impact from increased tax revenue, lodging, gas, sales. Plus, Harpstree hopes the festivities might attract new residents and business owners. More immediately, though, local businesses should enjoy a surge in sales from new visitors.
The expectations are, you know, our county population at least doubling, if not, you know, getting larger than that.
That's from 13 to 26,000 or more. All the hotels and B&Bs have been booked for weeks. Harpstree says on Eclipse Day, Torrington is going to look completely different.
Right in the middle of where we are right now, between 20th and 21st, there'll be vendors lining the streets and different types of activities going on.
That includes bouncy houses, live music, and special food options from the restaurants. Elsewhere in the area, there's scheduled to be special horse trail rides, mud races with monster trucks, eclipse-themed cookies, car shows, and much more. At the largest winery in Wyoming, there's set to be a huge outdoor celebration. Patrick Zimmerer is with Table Mountain Vineyards and Winery, located in Huntley.
The name of our event, or I guess our event theme, is Total Eclipse of the Farm.
We'll have a concert with several local acts, a special wine on sale, and land for anyone to set up a campsite. Zimmerer says the event is actually becoming too popular.
We're kind of looking at ways to probably slow down registration, even slow down the tickets, because we don't want it to be a massive, crazy Woodstock.
Another business is also making preparations for their own eclipse festivities. Lindy Ellis is with Ellis Harvest Home.
We are planning a parking viewing cream can dinner event at the pumpkin patch and maze that our family runs on the day of the eclipse.
Ellis says it's the 10th anniversary for the maze, so her family made an eclipse-themed design with the sun, moon, and some stars. With much to look forward to, the county also has some concerns about how they're going to handle so many people. Many of the roads leading to Torrington and surrounding areas have only one lane. Plus, there's frequent trains passing through. Officials encourage visitors to be patient. The total eclipse will begin in Goshen County at 11:46 a.m., lasting 2 minutes and 1 second. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.